This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, has arrived in New Delhi on a five-day state visit to India. Dr. Muizu was received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, on his arrival at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the visit will provide further boost to the long-standing India-Maldives comprehensive bilateral partnership. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Dr. Muizu and appreciated his commitment to enhancing the India-Maldives relationship. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed confidence that today the talks between Maldivian President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give a new impetus to the friendly ties between the two countries. Today in New Delhi, President Dr. Muizu will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. He will hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the meeting. The Maldivian President will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will also call on the visiting dignitary. Dr. Muizu will visit Agra and Mumbai tomorrow and Bengaluru on Wednesday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a review meeting with the Chief Ministers of Left-Wing Extremism, LWE, affected states in New Delhi today. The Chief Ministers of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana, Odisha, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh will attend the meeting. Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement noted that five union ministers who are closely involved in providing development support to the LWE-affected states will also be present. The Deputy National Security Advisor and senior official from officials from the centre, the states and the Central Armed Police Forces, CAPFs, will also participate in the deliberations. The Home Ministry further highlighted in its statement that the central government is committed to completely rooting out the menace of left-wing extremism by March 2026. It stated that the centre is providing all possible assistance to the LWE affected state governments in their fight against Naxalism. The ministry stated that due to the strategy of the Narendra Modi government, LWE violence has decreased by 72%, while there has been an 86% decline in deaths in 2023 compared to the year 2010. It also noted that LWE is fighting its last battle. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the Northeast is progressing rapidly on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In an interview to a news agency, the minister said that peace prevails in the whole Northeast region except few incidents in Manipur. He also hit out at the Congress alleging that it has done nothing concrete for the development of the region. He said since the Prime Minister Modi took over, more than 10,000 militants have surrendered with their weapons and have joined the mainstream. In men's cricket, India registered a comfortable 7-wicket win over Bangladesh in the first T20I of the three-match series in Gwalior yesterday. Chasing a target of 128 runs, India dominated with its batting attack, winning the match in just 11.5 overs. Sanju Samson and Surya Kumar Yadav contributed 29 runs each, while Hardik Pandya remained unbeaten with a winning knock of 39 off 16 balls. For Bangladesh, Mustafizur Rahman and Mehdi Hassan Miraj each took one wicket. And that's the end of this news bulletin.